When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is supported by The Art of Charm. Become the best version of yourself. Join Jordan Harbinger, the host of Art of Charm, as he interviews experts in areas of the social sciences, body language, nonverbal communication, being a better communicator, using your time wisely, and how to get out of your head. Some of his amazing guests are Penn Jillette from Penn & Teller, Gary Vaynerchuk, Greg McKeown from Essentialism, Charles Duhigg from The Power of Habit, and a whole lot more. Full disclosure, Jordan is a good friend of mine, but that doesn't mean he doesn't rock it with this podcast. It's ranked one of the top 50 podcasts in all of iTunes, and it's for good reason. Head on over to iTunes or whatever you listen to listen to podcasts and subscribe to The Art of Charm. Today's Q&A Weekends episode asks the question, you've had both physical and online businesses. Which one do you prefer and why? A great question that explores the advantages and disadvantages of online and offline businesses. This episode first broadcasted about a year and a half ago, but we wanted to rebroadcast it for you because it's so good. So many listeners have downloaded it and enjoyed it and loved it, and we wanted to bring it back into the feed because podcast apps like iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, they only show the last 300 episodes. So we want to make sure that you got a chance to listen to this gem if you're joining us recently in the last year or so. So pump up the volume and enjoy this episode. I'll be back for a fresh Q&A weekend episode tomorrow that'll be just as valuable as this one. Show, and today is a Q&A weekend episode where we answer your question right here on the show. Every Saturday and Sunday is Q&A weekends. If you want to ask a question, just email us at contact@100mba.net. We'll add you to our list and make sure we answer your question on Q&A weekends. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, which is a complete business training and community online. And today's question comes from Shelly. And Shelly asks, you've had physical and online businesses. Which one do you prefer and why? That's a big, big question, Shelly. One that I have strong opinions about. So I can't wait to get into it. So let's get down to business. So again, Shelly asks, you've had physical businesses and online businesses. Which one do you prefer and why? And that's true. I did start out with some online businesses as well as physical businesses where I sold physical goods. And one of my largest businesses that I had was my own clothing line. I had my own clothing line. It was called Zenholm, which is my last name, of course. And it was a large, large business. We had employees. We had different offices. And we sold a lot of product. And it had its, you know, positives and negatives. And that was the last physical goods or physical business that I had in my career. And I made a conscious decision to move to online businesses for a reason, or to go full-time or just do an online business. Now, having said that, there's no clear-cut answer for everybody. It just depends on what kind of person, what kind of challenges, what kind of business you want to have on your hands. An online business has a lot of benefits, but it also has a lot of drawbacks that a lot of people don't talk about. It all depends on, are you somebody that is okay with those drawbacks and can overcome them? Or are you somebody that just prefers to not have those drawbacks and deal with the challenges of a physical business? Now, when I say a physical business, I'm talking about an actual brick and mortar business where you actually have a physical store in a real life location, or you're selling physical goods, like you're selling things even online, but you're delivering, let's say, for example, clothing or electronics or any physical item that gets sent in the mail. Now, there's a couple differentiations here. Now, either you're selling your own goods where you're manufacturing these goods. So in my example, with a clothing line, I was manufacturing my own goods. Or you're reselling items, or you're doing something called drop shipping, which means that you're not really creating these items, you're just selling them on your store. They're created by somebody else. Somebody else is fulfilling these orders through a system called drop shipping, where you just place an order when you get an order, so that fulfillment company makes sure that that order or that item gets delivered to your customer. So there are differentiations within the physical business world. Then obviously there's a brick and mortar, like a pizzeria or a yoga studio, or a clothing store that's in the real world. Now, one of the advantages of a physical business, like a brick and mortar business, is that you have the traffic, the foot traffic of people walking by your store, whether in a mall or on a street corner or wherever you are. So automatically, you have a chance to make money. You have a chance to have a business on your hands because you have people walking by and taking a look at what you're selling. One of the advantages of selling physical goods, like selling, just like I sold with my clothing line, which I sold clothes, which is a physical item, it's not a software or a course, is that still in this day and age, even with all the technology we have, people value physical items higher. There's an intrinsic value of having something in your hands. That's why the book publishing, the traditional book publishing business, is still thriving, because there's still a lot of people that rather have a book in their hands than something that's on their iPad. The same information, but people feel like, at least I paid for pieces of paper. I know that sounds crazy, but that's how we're wired. That's what we're used to since the beginning of time, really. And now all the soft product, you know, software, courses, videos, ebooks, this is something new. We're still getting used to it. So what happens is that people value it more. People tend to not return it as often. I remember when I was selling my clothing, people valued the clothing so much that even when they bought something and they found out, oh, this is not my perfect fit, I need to buy another size, a lot of my customers, I would say most of the customers, would not exchange it. They would not send it back to me for a new piece. They would buy another piece with the correct size, and they would just keep the other piece and give it to a friend because they feel there's intrinsic value. So there are advantages to physical goods and physical businesses. Now, having said that, online businesses have a lower overhead. And the question asked that Shelley asks, which one do you prefer, online or physical business? And yes, I do prefer online business, and I'll explain why. As always, I told you, I'm completely honest when I answer these questions, so I'm going to just give it to you straight. One of them is that the online business world is a very young world. I mean, even 17 or 18 years ago, you know, commerce online was very, very limited, but I'm just going to go back for that sake. But in terms of business as a subject, that's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket 17, 18 years. And I'm the kind of person that likes to get into something when it's still young. I mean, it's the reason why I started a podcast. It's the reason why I have an online business, have an online course. It's the reason why we're getting into software. It's because I really want to get into things while they're still young, while people are still learning about this thing. I want to be ahead of the curve, really, is what I'm saying. And that's one of the major reasons why I focused on an online business. Secondly, I prefer and I recommend people starting their first business as an online business because your expenses are a whole lot less to get started. You really don't need a lot to get started, and you can build and grow slowly, and you only need to spend when you're making money. Now, having said that, your growth is going to be slower if you have limited capital, but it's possible. It opens up the business world to everybody. In a lot of ways, it levels the playing field. Thirdly, I prefer online business because I like to have flexibility in my schedule. I like to have flexibility in my life. I like to travel. I like to see new places, have new experiences. And having an online business allows me to manage that business from wherever I am. So this is just conducive for my own personal preference in life, the way I want to live my life. It's not easy to do that when you have a physical business or businesses. You can have a manager. You can have people in charge. That's true. But that's a lot of work. And what I love about an online business is that you can have as big or as small of a business as you want. You can have a business of one, or you can have a business of many, like, you know, 50, 60, 100, 1,000 employees. Yes, 1,000. You know, whether you want to admit it or not, Facebook is an online business. They do not have a physical store where you can go and experience Facebook. Yeah, they have offices, just like you have an office at home, but they're purely online. They make their money online through advertisements, obviously. And the same goes with any other type of online business that we kind of see as this huge entity. Google, it's an online business. You don't go to the store and buy some Google. Now, they may have physical products like Google Glasses that they sell, and that's just an offshoot, but they started out as a pure online business. So you can have a huge business that's purely online, or you can be something small if you want. So I like the flexibility of it. And I also like the fact that you can grow as quickly and as slowly as you'd like. Guys, I got more on this question, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Neat. The Neat company was founded in 2002 and offers cloud-powered document and expense management software. Neat provides a secure location for all your important documents and makes it easy for small businesses to eliminate data entry and get information where it needs to go, whether it's invoice information to accounting software or receipt information to expense reports. Neat's patented parsing technology automatically and accurately identifies the key data from these documents. Data like vendor information, category, payment type, and more, and integrates with popular applications like QuickBooks and TurboTax. With Neat, administrative tax and bookkeeping functions will be simplified and automated so small businesses can focus on growth. And time is money. Work smarter, not harder with Neat. Visit neat.com/100MBA to start your free trial today. Again, that's neat.com/100MBA. So to answer Shelley's question, I do prefer online businesses, but that's just because that's my life. That's my value system. I want to be able to grow as quickly and as slowly as I like. I want to be location independent, so to speak. I want to be able to do my business or work on my business anywhere I am. And I also like to be somewhere at the start of its growth. Online business is still very young. I want to be in the midst of it all while it's still young. And that's just my personal preference. But physical businesses are alive and well. Physical products are alive and well. I mean, Amazon is a great example of that. Amazon is a thriving business based on delivering physical goods. And we still go shopping at the mall. And we all still like that small, cute boutique shop that we see in our neighborhood or in a city that we visit. It all depends on your own preference. If you like to go into a physical store and do business that way, then go for it. If you're somebody that likes to be online and likes to have your business all based online, then go for that as well. I hope I answered your question, Shelley, and I hope I added value to your day, to everybody's day who's listening to today's episode. Guys, remember, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what you love about the show. What's your favorite takeaway? What's your favorite episode? What are some of the things you want to see more of? Just let us know in an iTunes rating and review. Just click on the cover art if you're on your iPhone and click on the link that says give us a rating and review. The rest is a piece of cake. If you're on another device or you're on your computer, just visit 100mba.net/show. There's detailed instructions there to help you out. And thank you in advance for showing so much love. Guys, I want to leave you with this. I don't regret starting a physical business or sell physical goods. It was a great experience for me. So if you make the decision to do one or the other, it's okay. You know, I made money. I made a lot of connections. I also learned a whole lot of lessons. A lot of the things that I teach on the $100 MBA show came from those real life lessons when I had a physical business that sold physical goods. So don't get caught up on what's the best option. Try something out. See how it goes. See it as an experiment. See how it goes for you. Is this for you? If not, go for the other option. It's all a process, guys. And businesses is just about having one experience after another. All right, guys, I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Take care.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.